15. At the Hegemon. The warriors stationed at the Hegemon inspect her credentials and admit her. Ilya Revalion, tactician to the Ordu, counselor to the Primarch Khan, deviser of stratagems for the 5th Legion Whitescars. She is led through the emptied halls, through lines of custodians, units of Imperial Fists, and makeshift chokepoint cordons manned by Imperialis Auxilia. The Hegemon, topped by its massive tower, is one of the oldest and largest structures in the compound of the Sanctum Palatine Imperialis, and it has been repurposed. For the longest time, it has been the seat of planetary government, the domestic counterpart of the Great Chamber Legislature, where the High Lords convene to debate terra-centric concerns, as opposed to the grand and outward imperial policies of the Senatorum Imperialis and the Great Chamber. The armored bastion tower rising from it is the central fastness of the Legio Custodes. It has become, in the last hours, the heart of command. Ilya is weary and sick, but she walks with determination. Her White Scars escorts, Gahaki, Khan of the Burgadine Savu, and Ain Batar Khan at her side. In the face of destruction, there is a spark of hope. She has been told, assured, in fact, that the great Kargan, fallen in battle, has been salvaged from death, as though by some miracle. Sigilite magic. Ilya does not understand it at all, for she saw the Khan dead and carried in, but she does not question it, and the joy of it has raised her from her knees, out of her pain, out of her lamentation. If Jagatai lives, then she will resume her duties and spend the remainder of her life fighting for a future he can live in. She wonders if Sojuk has heard the news. Sojuk was her bodyguard for the longest time, and she allowed him to leave her side to join the front line. Fearsome Gahaki and stern Ain Batar have insisted on filling Sojuk's place and warding her, for nowhere is now safe, not even in the sanctum. Does Sojuk know the Khan lives? Has the news fired his resolve too? Is he still alive out there? At the huge entry hatch of the echoing rotunda, she presents her credentials yet again, and Gahaki and Ain Batar scowl at the auxilia colonel examining them.
"You are admitted, mum,"
the colonel says to the apparently frail old woman in the shabby general's coat. Ilya nods. Gahaki snatches her papers from the colonel's hands, and they enter. The rotunda is a circular chamber with a high domed ceiling. In more peaceful times, it was a political debating chamber. It has already become a bustling command centre. Though gangs of servitors and mechanicus adepts are still wheeling in and setting up station desks and hololith displays, and the room is alive with the wail of machine tools, this didn't happen overnight. It would have taken days to strip out the tiered seating and galleries and link up the huge strategium arrays. She detects the Praetorian's handiwork, Dawn's uncanny knack for being three steps ahead. He knew Bab Bastion would fall, or at least made provision in the event of its possible loss. This is Loyalist command now. A scene of frantic activity, confusion and effort, three quarters built and already in use. It is hauling on the reins of control dropped through brutal necessity at Bab. Transition of control, if not smooth, has at least been improvised urgently. Ilya stands for a moment. She sees the officers of the War Court and the robed seniors of the Tacticae Terrestria hard at work, blind to the industry and disturbance around them, already lost in considerations of vital strategy. She wonders what she can do, and where she might possibly start. She observes the data scrolling on the active displays, the blink of real-time revising maps. Already, her experienced mind can discern structures, connections, possibilities, and chances. She doesn't feel her age anymore. She doesn't feel like she's dying. A keen occupation of the mind can keep all things at bay. She turns to her bodyguards.
Return to the walls, she says. Zu Ilya, we are sworn to...
Gahaki begins. Ilya shakes her head.
I am home. Savu Khan, she says. This is my place now. My battlefield. You are needed elsewhere. And urgently. But Zu Ilya... If death can reach me here, ringed in the hegemon by custodians and imperial fists, then it can reach me anywhere, with the greatest respect, whether you are with me or not. Go, please. I will supply the Ordu with the wisest counsel I can from here, as best I can.
They hesitate, nod and depart. No word of farewell. It's a thing she's always loved about the White Scars. Every leave-taking is done without sentimentality, for every leave is taken in the expectation of reunion. It is a liberatingly optimistic attitude for warriors who live such short lives. Alone, she turns, reviews the flow of activity around her, and finally lights on a face she recognizes.
Mistress! She calls out. Mistress! I am here to work!